This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Donald Trump from office. The Vice President speaking out after several days of speculation and after thousands of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week in an effort to stop the certification of the Electoral College vote. Vice President Pence said in a letter to House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday that he opposed invoking the 25th Amendment, saying the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. He also said, "I do not believe that such a course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with our Constitution." Speaker Pelosi has called on Pence to secure the majority of the cabinet and vote to declare President Trump unfit to serve. The vice president's letter set the stage for the Democratic-led efforts to impeach the president for an unprecedented second time. Democratic lawmakers accuse him of inciting supporters who stormed and attacked the Capitol last week. And now it looks like they will have bipartisan support. Multiple House of Representatives Republicans say they too will vote in favor of impeachment. The third-ranking House Republican leader, Liz Cheney of the state of Wyoming, announced she would vote for impeachment on Wednesday. She's joined by two other Republicans, Representative John Katko of the state of New York and Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. President Trump is to face a single impeachment charge, incitement of insurrection. You can follow this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Making his first public appearance Tuesday since last week's attack on the Capitol, President Trump defended the remarks he made to supporters at a rally before they stormed the center of the American government. He also lambasted Democrats for pushing ahead with a drive to impeach him for an unprecedented second time. The president spoke to reporters as he left for a trip to the U.S. state of Texas on Tuesday, saying, quote, what I said was totally appropriate. He went on and said, "I want no violence." The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed an impeachable offense after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reporting the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government, and it's punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence, and they expect the number to run into the hundreds in the coming weeks. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce CEO Thomas Donahue condemned President Trump for encouraging the mob of supporters that attacked the Capitol. Donahue said Tuesday his actions were absolutely unacceptable and completely inexcusable. Donahue told a news conference that President Trump, quote, undermined our democratic institutions and ideals. The Chamber of Commerce is the world's largest business organization representing companies in the U.S. A top British police official says officers have issued about 45,000 fines for COVID-19 restriction violations, and they will continue to issue more to keep the infection from spreading. The chair of Britain's National Police Chiefs Council, Martin Hewitt, made the comments at a news conference. Hewitt said he makes no apology for the fines levied because too many people were still choosing not to abide by the rules. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.